Hi there. Thank you for listening to my voice talent demonstration. As you can tell, I have a warm, friendly voice perfect for your campaign. Or if you'd prefer something a little more up-tempo, well, I can do that too.
Sometimes you might feel that it is inappropriate for you to bring back characters from a bygone era. If you feel the urge to do so, I am ready to serve you.
Hi, boys and girls. It's time to visit Magic Land. I would like to say to you today, there is no doubt that in our country, there is a need for a special talent like this one you are currently hearing. And this is why I am running for president of the United States.
Well, good golly gosh, I would never have thought the voters would overlook someone from the South. I say that is mighty, mighty rude if you ask me.
In France, we know all about the Americans. We have seen that big statue in New York. Well, it was the French who donated it to them as a present many years ago. By the way, would you like a croissant?
What the French don't tell you is that their beloved Eiffel Tower is actually from Germany. Now, please excuse me while I enjoy some Bockwurst, beer and Bundesliga football on the television.
Mamma mia, it is incredible how these countries talk about food as if they are the best. Everyone knows that in Italy we make the best, whether you are in Milan or in Roma, and whether you want a pizza, pasta, or an ice cream.
Well, I am not too concerned about these bloody Europeans. They all come over here to seek a better life. And for this reason, I fail to see why the government has not withdrawn us from the bloody European Union yet.
Yeah, I've seen lots of them immigrants over here in London. See them every day on the tube, in the coffee shops, and all over the city, really. I've always thought them Londoners are weak and what's bringing Britain down. In the North, we've never been scared of an honest day's work, and that is why this is where the economy thrives.
I'm not too sure what those English are on about. It's a well-known fact that Scotland is the heartbeat of the United Kingdom. If they're not careful, we might just call another referendum and declare independence and freedom.
Excuse me, are you from South Africa? Yes, I could hear in your accent. Welcome to Wales and enjoy your stay. Oh, and that item will cost you £5.
I have to tell you that I've heard enough of all these scallywags, you know. It's been a really hard day at work, and in Ireland, all we want to do is enjoy a pint of Guinness.
In the Caribbean, we are known for our rum, but we also enjoy our cricket and a laid-back way of life here on the islands. But now and again, you have to watch out for a pirate.
G'day, mate. Watch out, there's a big shark over there. Anyway, how about another shrimp on the barbie?
It's incredibly annoying when international citizens confuse us here in New Zealand with those bloody Aussies. We're not the same. Our accents are not the same. Anyway, would you like some fish and chips, mate?
Well, I think we are going to enjoy a very fruitful business relationship. Thank you for travelling to the Far East to conclude this deal. Maybe you would like something to take home, like a fortune cookie or some sushi, before you leave.
The reality is that Russia has lost its status in the 21st century, and for this reason, it is imperative that the Americans come to the table. We also want to supply nuclear energy to the South Africans.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to my voice talent demonstration. I look forward to providing my services to you in the future.